Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Radio Pulpit this wonderful afternoon, the Thursday edition of Heart to Heart with myself and Poputini. You know how we do. We share Heart to Heart Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's Mongile Mofokeng. On a Wednesday, we've got Ayanda and, of course, I wrap it up right at the end. And it's always such a beautiful flow, right? And most importantly, Kiwena, for always choosing us. You appreciate it. We've got Motsabi joining us this afternoon, right here on Radio Pulpit from Impumelelo Soup Kitchen and Orphanage. Thank you so much, Motsabi, for making time. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you so much for having me on your program. It is truly an honor. I am appreciative.
Lovely. We appreciate you for making time, my sister. What is Impumelelo and what does it do?
All right. So Impumelelo Orphanage is an initiative, really an NPO, a non-profit organization that was started in 2011 in the informal settlements of Kwawolf in a township called Fosloras. Kwawolf is also known as Somalia Park. So the mission of the organization is to help rid the community of the poverty of literacy, at the same time rid the community of poverty through the skills development programs, through entrepreneurship development programs, but most importantly, through educational programs like our after-school initiatives, as well as food alleviation drives, which is primarily through the soup kitchen that we run on a weekly basis.
Beautiful. And how are you involved with the organization, and why have you done that?
Yes. So I have been involved with the organization as a volunteer since the period of 2022. And I initially started to get involved with them because I was actually intrigued by the fact that they started an independent library in an informal settlement, one of its kind, around the community of Fosloras, perhaps the first independent library in Fosloras within an informal settlement. And owing to the fact that I was intrigued and had started my company, they then called me forth to assist them with communications and admin-related tasks. That's the point then that I started getting involved. Also, it is my passion to see the dignity, like, of humanity reignited that got me involved. And it's also my love for children that got me involved, because Impumelelo focuses really on developing the young ones and ensuring that they have an equitable chance at education. So I involve myself primarily for that reason, and because it is also Global Action Week for Education, we are highlighting that action. We are highlighting those activities where our library, as well as our after-school academic programs, basically focus on giving children an opportunity to be equipped for the future in a better way, while we actually poverty.
I see a lot of schools we're busy with that. We had to dress our kids up as a favorite book character, read them a book, and we're invited to schools to also read for kids. So it's been quite interesting. I see that it's done everywhere, and it's quite beautiful.
Yes, it's really important, because as you well know, the education levels in our country, or rather our education system in South Africa, is one that really fraught with unequal education. It's fraught with overcrowding in the classroom, as well as poor educational outcomes. So as part of Global Action Week, we took it upon ourselves to start an event where we highlight the current theme, which is transforming education, and particularly by looking at taking learners from unique backgrounds into account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a really important task that our children must do, because 81% of South African students in platform cannot lead for understanding. As you might know, reading and writing are not only a cognitive skill, but they are also a socially shaped and shared meaning-making process. This is the reason why I am involved with this, because I believe that these children have a potential to be better. They have a potential to be better citizens of the world, and they should have an opportunity at these at a better education. Really, this is why I get involved with Ngumelelo.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, the experience of living in a township, in an informal settlement, couldn't be easy, right? How do you ensure that the children actually stay motivated, and not only that, but want to love education?
I think for us, and even myself, with the experience that I've had with these organizations, the most important thing is creating a nurturing environment for learning, for growth, as well as a space where the children can make meaning out of this information that they receive at school and are not able to understand. And so we create a space where they are able to read out loud. We create practices where we are able to help them with homeworks and help them make meaning. So this motivates them. The more they shed meaning, the more that they believe in themselves, the more that they see that they can actually do it, then that keeps them motivated. But most importantly, creating an environment where the children are nourished, because most of these children come from backgrounds where, even in their homes, sometimes food security is an issue. They never know whether they will have a meal today or they won't. So our soup kitchen then comes in at that critical juncture to ensure that even when these children come to do homework after school with us, even when these children come over the weekend to do other activities that are skills development activities, we ensure that they are fed, and we ensure wherever we possibly can that even their homes where they come from, there is food. And that is just enough motivation, because the typical realities of these children that they have to face within an informal settlement are very bad. The struggle that they have to endure on a daily basis is beyond what the average human being that has a typical access to a home and shelter has to endure. So for us, the most important thing is creating a nourishing environment and nourishing these kids, so that even when they learn with a tummy that is filled, and they are given confidence and they are shown love, which sometimes they do not even get at home.
Yeah, it's a radio pulpit, and that is the voice of Motsabi speaking to us this afternoon. She is from Impumelelo Soup Kitchen and Orphanage, and just speaking about the wonderful work that they're doing in our communities, right? And it's just really, really beautiful. Now, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people look down on areas that are in Sheikh settlements and have negative, you know, perceptions about the people that live there. Why do you believe that you can make a difference, you know, Gulinda Wengui?
I believe that you can make a difference because I believe in the principle, the meta principle of Ubuntu, which is to say, motho ke motho ka batho. There is nothing impossible that people that are living in the township, in the informal settlements, that they can do. There's nothing impossible for them. However, it is through their humanity being reignited that then they can start to believe that anything is possible. So all these negative perceptions, all these dehumanizing ideas that people have about informal settlements really do not benefit anyone, because the people that live there do not live there by choice. You know, they are really victims of a system that is broken. And for me, the most important thing is to reignite that sense of humanity within them, in the community as a whole, primarily through the children, but to make the whole idea of motho ke motho ka batho alive again. And through that very same principle, we are seeing results. We are seeing a positive impact through the partners that we work with and sometimes through the people that we engage with daily that are living in the community. Because to really appreciate a person, you have to see them for what they really are. And they will show you that even for them, there are heights greater than what you can imagine that they can reach. And so we move with Ubuntu. And with Ubuntu, we are able to make miracles happen.
I love that so very much. I want to talk about your experience or rather your time as a volunteer at the organization, because I know I've tried doing this, but I know the process was so long. You have to get a police clearance and all of those things, understandably so, because you're dealing with children and it's not like they know your story or your background, right? So I think I gave up along the way because the process was a lot where I wanted to volunteer my time. What have been the most inspiring moments for you and perhaps most challenging and really seeing the process through and, you know, doing what you're doing right now?
I think perhaps the most inspiring moment really is when you see these children, their results changing at school as an effect of the attention that they get from the help of the facilitators at the center, from the love that they get at the center, seeing a direct result of a positive change in their academic results, and also at the same time seeing them really become happier people because they have an environment where they are nourished, right? And then the challenges are primarily the stereotypes that we have to be beset by every day, where people, when you tell them where you are from and what you are doing, and they start to deal with you from the perspective of a stereotype, to say, no, the people there are lazy, the people there, they don't want to help themselves, they don't want to be empowered. Those are just some of the challenges. And overall, mindset challenges, because sometimes when we are working with the children, we have to engage with the parents. Some of the parents do not even believe in what we do. They don't want to contribute because it's a question of a mindset, the mindset that they have that they are so stuck in that needs to be changed. However, overall, I believe that the benefits are greater than the challenges. So that through some of the work that we've seen, one of the most interesting moments and for me has been to see Impumelelo Soup Kitchen even extend its reach beyond the community and now create a link and a direct connect with the school, which is called Rebonteng Primary School, where the school has now opened up its library to ensure that the kids at the school, whom a majority of them come from a Somalia informal settlement, they can get the attention that they need that is falling behind that the school cannot give. So our center then, through Rebonteng Primary School, is now able to advance the sustainable development goals for education through working with the school. And I'm proud to report that the founder of Impumelelo Soup Kitchen and Orphanage, along with the chairperson of our organization, are also now two governing body members of the school, Rebonteng Primary School in Fosloras.
Beautiful. Motabi, I'm going to ask you to pause there. We'll put you on hold, make our way to the news very quickly, then we wrap it up with you this afternoon. It is awesome. 2 o'clock. Let's get straight into news. We'll wrap that interview up on the other side of this.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.